After I was diagnosed with cancer, I used to joke that I needed a job, not a career. Now, I thought that was funny, and when I said it, my friends would laugh politely. Maybe I'm the only one who really thought it was funny. Most people find it hard to laugh about cancer, after all. But given what my doctors and I believed at the time, it was true. My lifespan, or at least the predictions of my lifespan, was measured in months. I needed a job that would keep me busy and also provide me with health insurance, but a career? That was part of my old life. Well, now I'm having second thoughts. As best we know, we have killed all the tumors we can see. I'm pretty sure there's still cancer in there somewhere, though. There's a blood test that's supposed to indicate if cancer is there, and if so, how much. After my most recent procedure, the marker number went up. We don't know what that means, but I guess we'll find out at some point. Before I wrote this, I went back and looked at some of the first blogs from last June. In one of them, I wrote about my frustrations that cancer had put limits on my life, that my future was no longer wide open. Now I'm feeling optimistic, cautiously optimistic, but I'm starting to think about the future in a way I haven't in a long time. It looks like I will be here to read the final Harry Potter book. I will get to see the whole season of 24 and find out how Jack Bauer saves the day again. And I'll be here to see if sanity prevails and Sanjaya is voted off American Idol. Granted, those seem like trivial things to want to live for, but you have to start small and build up. So I'm starting to think about the larger issues, too. I'm starting to work out again, and my muscles are letting me know that I have neglected them for the last year and a half. It's not the kind of pain that comes from chemo or another procedure and another one after that. It's the kind of pain that feels good. And I'm thinking a lot about what I should do, what kind of work I should find. I'm still a journalist. That's all I've ever really done besides fast food jobs. Don't get me wrong, I'm good on a grill, but I don't think I want to go back to all that. Now, I know my newfound optimism, my new dreams about the future, could be cut short by a bad scan. One white spot on those black and white pictures of my body, and things will change again. But in the meantime, this feels pretty good. I just wish I could figure out what I should do when I grow up.